call your attention to the book of Joshua. Again, out of the first chapter, we're going to sort of follow up again this morning. But this morning, we're going to pick up reading at verse 7 through 9. The Bible reads, "Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithsoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whatsoever thou goest." Supporting scripture, Proverbs 3, 5 and 6. "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths." The base of those verses this morning, we like to use a thought or a subject. If you want to be prosperous, you got to stay on the right path. If you want to be prosperous, you got to stay on the right path. He is such a mighty good God this morning. And God is always true to his promise. We talked about his promises on last week. And if we trust him, he will continue to do everything that he said that he would do. If we don't trust him, God has a way of just still doing what he do. Those of us that don't take time out to call him, he still stops by and wakes us up in the morning. Those of us that did not tell him thank you this morning, he still allowed you enough time to get here, and you're here, and we're almost at the 12 o'clock hour, and you're yet still counted amongst the living. So he's still a good God. God wants the people of God to love one another. He wants us to love him, but he wants us to love one another. Because Jesus said, "Love ye one another as I have loved you." And then when we think about the love of Jesus, there's no greater love than that love, because it's an unconditional love. It's an unselfish love. It's a love that does not have strings attached. It's a love that you can depend on 24 hours a day. It's a love that when you feel like you can't quite make it, God has a way of just sort of scooping you up and letting you know that it's still going to be all right. Anybody in here, as you go through your trials and tribulations, sometimes you get a little weary, and sometimes it seems like you're almost ready to give up. But you got to trust the power of God. You got to trust the fact that we are not here by accident this morning. We are here because God has blessed us, allowed us another opportunity to come and just to lift up his holy and righteous name. God is yet still keeping his promise to be with us, even in the midst of our trials and struggles. God has a way of stepping in on time. We said that he may not come when you want him, but he's always on time. But then we got a brother or sister that is out there that's going through that they don't know how to really wait on God. So they get a little discouraged. They get impatient, and they begin to sort of worry, "Lord, are you coming? Do you still care about me? What have I done?" You got to watch the tricks of the enemy, because when you're waiting on God to do something, if he does not come when you want him to, the devil tends to want to put in your mind that it's not going to happen. The devil tries to remind you of some things that might hinder you from being blessed by God. But how many of you know that if you call on the name of Jesus, God said that if you ask anything in my name, trusting and believing, that he would be in the midst. I thank God for being a God that can do anything all by himself. We have, and we say so many times, that man has not a heaven or a hell to carry us to. But we got to understand that we do serve a God. We serve a God that can do anything. And when I think about what God has already done, hallelujah, Jesus,
It is a true fact that if he does not do anything else, he's already done enough. But how many of you know that I need him to do a few more things? Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Don't stop right now. I like what you're doing. I like how you make me feel. I like how you pick me up when I've been knocked down. I like how you get my mind to change when it seemed like I got a negative mindset. You got a way of coming in and letting you know that you got to have a positive mindset. Every time the devil tell me I can't, God said I can do all things through Christ who gives me my strength. You got to be careful this morning not to give up. There are times when you can almost see the light at the end of the tunnel. And the closer you get to the light, it seems like just as soon before you get out there, something else tears up or something else happens that distracts you. And then when that happens, it sort of knocks you backwards and it sort of put a dent in things. And it makes you begin to wonder, Lord, am I ever going to get to that light? But I come to tell you this morning, you got to have tunnel vision. You got to keep on looking at the light. You got to keep on trusting and keep on pressing toward the light. And even though you're almost there and something snatches it out of your way, still know that God is right there by your side. God is still keeping that promise. He said, I'll never leave you, neither will I forsake you. So keep on walking towards the light. Now, I'm tired of every time I almost get there, seem like if it ain't one thing, it's another. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. But that's all right. The same God that took care of yesterday's problem, he can take care of my problem today. If I live to see tomorrow and I got a problem tomorrow, he can take care of tomorrow's problem. The God that I serve, the Bible says, he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Not like some of us. Wishy-washy. Sometimey. We don't have to be going through nothing to act crazy. Just act crazy anyhow. As good as God been to us, we ought to be shouting every time we get an opportunity, at least to tell him thank you. When anybody in here get up and declare, look where he brought me from, you ought to be thankful that you're not where you used to be. Or maybe you're missing where you was. Because if you're glad that you're not where you used to be, you don't need to give too much thought on your yesterdays. You start lingering on them yesterdays, and yesterday will come up and grab you and snatch you into the day. You got to be very careful to let God lead and direct your path. When we call on God in prayer, we petition God and we ask God for many different things. And as we are waiting on God, we are wondering, will it come to pass? And I don't know about you, but I'm going to trust God that whatever God has for me, it's going to be for me. I don't care what the enemy say. I don't care how many times I fail trying to get to where I'm trying to go. If God has it for you, keep on pressing towards that mark. When you're a child of God and you're a believer and you ask God for something, you cannot take no for an answer. Now, God does sometimes tell us no. And when God say no, eventually we're going to get the message. But sometimes it's the enemy that feeds us that no spirit because the enemy don't want to see you prosper. The enemy don't want to see you get ahead. But I come to tell you that if you want to prosper, you got to learn how to stay on the right path. As we continue our study on Joshua, the successor to Moses, a faithful military genius who finds himself now not only an assistant, but his leadership has fallen into his lap. God himself has given him the assurance that wherever he takes his army, he's going to be victorious. No man will be able to overtake him. And the reason why is not because he was such a mighty soldier or a mighty warrior, but because the strength of the Lord was on his side. You see, when God gives you the assurance that I'm going to be with you, and God told him very plainly, the same way that I was with Moses, I am going to be with you. And everywhere your feet strike, I'm going to make sure that you overcome. So you got to learn how to trust the word of God. King Solomon tells us, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. Some of us are so intelligent that we get our own selves in trouble. Sometimes you can't trust your own understanding. You got to try to get a spiritual understanding. When you just understand things in a human way, you don't get the real zest of where God is coming from. God says, trust in the Lord with all of thine heart. And then he said, lean not unto thine own understanding. So don't get caught up in the, I know a better way because somebody else said this or somebody said that. God's way is the best way. Then the Bible says, he says, in all thy ways acknowledge him and he shall direct thy path. So before we consider ourselves to be so smart, let us know that wisdom is not the result of mere human insight, but of learning God's unchanging ways. We got to stop trying to figure it out and let God work it out. You will commit your inner self to God. He will turn things around and enable you to go forward. You can't move forward all by yourself. And every time you try to get forward and something hinders you, all you need to do is call on the name Jesus. I told some folks just last week that if you don't know nothing else, you can always say Jesus. And there's power in that name Jesus. In this life we are living, we find ourselves preoccupied with getting ahead, doing good, being happy and prosperous. Prosperous meaning being wealthy or thriving or successful. Some of us use the term well off. We got any well off folk in here? We got any folk that feel like that you are successful, feel like that you have arrived, feel like you are doing just what God would have you to do and blessings are coming your way? There are all kinds of jobs out there, all kinds of sacrifices that we have to make. And we got to understand that whatever it is that we want out of life, it does not come easy. There are some things you got to work for. There are some things you can't wait on somebody to drop it in your lap. You got to open up your mouth, first of all, and say, Lord, I want it. Because the Bible says you have not because you ask not. Now, when you ask, you got to ask in faith. And that means you got to believe that what I'm asking you, God, you're going to do it. But now when you ask God and you already doubting, you already trying to figure out, well, I wonder, is he? Doubt right there. Instead of wonder, is he? Thank you, God, I already received that. See, sometimes you got to receive your blessing before you get it. We were taught that anything worth having was worth working for. Nothing in life comes free. We have to prepare ourselves for success. You got to have a plan. You can't just jump up and make things happen. Some of us think that if we have a mindset to just do it, it's going to happen. But how many of you know sometimes you got to sit down, you got to pray, you got to plan, you got to organize, you got to have some thoughts in mind. Because I found that whenever you come off the top of your head, you're going to get anything. But when you take a little bit of time to sit down and ponder about it and think about it and pray about it and ask God, not my understanding, but let me see what you want me to do. Then God started opening up some doors and opening up some byways and some highways and you find yourself running on in. Hallelujah, Jesus. And the faster you run, that enemy is going to try to stop you. Anybody ever been running in the race and almost at the finish line and then that enemy that stuck his foot out there and tripped you? Hallelujah. But I like to use my spiritual imagination and it's got to be an imagination because listen to this. When you trip me, I'm going to turn a flip and I'm going to land on my feet and I'm going to keep on running. You got to believe that nothing going to stop you from getting to where you got to go. If you allow a little trip to stop you, even if you fall, get back up and keep on running. If you can't run, hop. If you can't hop, crawl. Just try to get where you got to go. We ask God to bless us and we want to be specific. I like what the old folks say. Anyway, you bless me, Lord, I'll be satisfied. God. If we had more anyway, Christians, instead of these folks that want it my way. If it ain't my way, I don't want no part of it. Oh, Jesus. Who says your way was any good anyhow? I guarantee you, if you would try to do things God's way, things will start working out. If you let him lead and direct your path, things will start working out. If you want to end up victorious like Joshua, then you got to trust the power of God. If you want to be prosperous, you got to learn how to stay on the right path. Last week, we talked about a promise that God made to Joshua. And that promise was after Moses died, God came to Joshua. And God said unto Joshua that I'm going to help you take the people over the Jordan. He said, every place that the sole of your feet should tread upon, I gave it to you as I gave it unto Moses. All the way from the wilderness all the way down to the coast. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, I'm also going to be with you, Joshua. I'll not fail thee, neither will I forsake thee. Joshua, you are my chosen leader now. And I got another job for you to do, brother Joshua. But I want to let you know that you can't do my job any kind of way. First of all, I don't want you to be fearful, Joshua. I want you to know that I'm right there by your side. We use the term sometime down here, I got your back. So I hear God saying, Joshua, I got your back. All you got to do is just walk out in front of the people. All you got to do is do what I tell you to do. First of all, only be strong and very courageous. Don't be afraid of nobody or nothing, that they may observe according to the law which Moses, my servant, did. One thing I want you to do, Joshua, is I don't want you to turn from the left or to the right. You see, sometimes we like to compromise. Sometimes we know what's the right thing to do, but we'll do a little bit this way and a little bit that way. But God said, Joshua, if you want to succeed, if you want to prosper, you can't turn to the left and you can't turn to the right. Joshua, I want you to know that I got a light at the end of the tunnel. And if you want to get to the light, don't turn to the left and don't turn to the right. But just keep on pressing on towards your mark. Now, one thing you got to understand, you need a guideline as to how you're going to get where you got to go. So I want you to take this book of the law. And when you look in the book of the law, do not let it depart out of thy mouth. But thou shalt meditate day in and night. I want to let you know that you got to talk to the Lord your God. You got to read the word of God. And the word of God will lead you in the way that he wants you to go. I want you to know, Joshua, if you want anything to happen, if you want to be prosperous, then you got to have good success. Have not I commanded thee? In other words, Joshua, let me remind you one more time that I'm not going to leave you. I'm not going to forsake you. Be strong and of good courage, because I'm going to strengthen thine heart. Be strong, brother Joshua. Don't worry about the naysayers. Don't worry about those that said you were not going to make it. Don't worry about those that say you're not qualified. I'm the one that qualified you, and I'm the one that qualified Moses. Moses is gone now, and I need me a leader right now. I don't have time to train nobody else, because you already been in training. So I want you to take what you know, and I want you to walk off of that. All you got to know is as you walk in this life, you don't have to walk all by yourself. I promise you, Joshua, wherever you go, I'm going to go with you. And if you stay on the right path, I'm going to make sure everything works in your favor. Anybody want to be in God's favor? Then you better learn how to stay in the right path. You got to learn how to let God lead and direct your path. King Solomon said, lean not unto your own understanding. See, sometimes I understand a crazy kind of way. Sometimes I just don't know why God has been so good. But I'm glad that I can say God is good. I'm glad that God is right here by my side. I'm glad that just like God walked with Joshua, God is walking with me. You see, I'm a new day, Joshua. Because when my pastor died, hallelujah, Jesus, right there in Burlington, North Carolina, The man of God came up to me. They gave us the news that Pastor Betts is dead. We all fell apart and began to cry. But the man of God came with a word from the Lord, whispered right there in my ear. I can hear it just like it was yesterday. He said, John Willie, you Joshua now. You got to take the people on forward. Betts is done gone. You got to get yourself together. Because now you got to be a leader for some reason or another. As much as I love my pastor, I dried my crying eyes because I realized I got a job to do. And I had to take forth and step up to the plate. It was my time to be the leader of the people. I got to realize that the same way God was with Beth, he had been right here with Cain. I came to realize that a new day, Joshua, is on the scene this morning. And I want to tell everybody that God is still keeping his promise. Look at what God has done for us. Since Dr. Betts died, he made a way, laid down the foundation, had a meeting, we had these pews ordered. Never did get to see the pew. But I came on cross, and I was able to march in this house of worship. When we came into a new house that God had blessed from on high. I thank God for Dr. Betts, but I thank God more for God, because he made Betts who he was. Betts trained me and framed me and put me in a position where I am. And then God stepped in and touched the hearts of the people of Five Chapters and said, it's time for a new leader in the land. And I thank God for my journey. I thank God that I hadn't walked off by myself, because God has kept every promise. God has did everything he said he gonna do. And all I gotta do is just keep on preaching, keep on writing, keep on leaning to God's understanding, and let God lead and direct my path. Every now and again, the people might get you down, but I get right back up. I look up to the hills, knowing where my help come from. And I say yes to the Lord. Anyhow, no matter what people say, don't let nobody keep you from getting your joy or your blessings that come from on high. If you want to be prosperous, you got to stay in the right path. You can't stray to the right, and you can't stray to the left. You got to stay in the straight and narrow and just do the best you can. You're not going to do everything right. Somewhere along the line, you might fall. But if you fall, don't give up. Just get up and say, here I am, Lord. One more time. Standing in need of a blessing. There's nobody in here that need any more prayer than anybody else. Because when you weigh it on the scales, all unrighteousness is sin. And the only way to get past that is through the grace and the power of God.